This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
The Melbourne Queer Film Festival is officially underway with another week of LGBTIQA+ films screening across Melbourne. And one of those films is an intimate documentary looking at a young gay man from Geelong's quest for love. And he's joining me on Mad Wednesday today. Thomas Banks, welcome to the show. I forgot to mention also... Thomas has cerebral palsy. So today, our interview is a combination of our voices as well as the audio typed on a light writer communication device.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Thomas, let's dive into Thomas Banks' Quest for Love, which just won the Best Short Film at Queer Screen's Mardi Gras Film Festival. In my research, I see the producer of the film, Pip Kelly, spent 6 years following you as you looked for love in all the wrong places. And also, while you wrote and acted in a play expressing your frustration trying to find love as a gay man, as well as a person living with cerebral palsy. What was it like being under the spotlight that way and being followed around and filmed, sometimes in intimate spaces?
I'm going to be honest. It was full on for me. It was full on because all of I seen in advertising was my idea that I would boost why I got my job done. Why have I really good film?
I'm going to be honest with you, it was really full on because all the locations were my idea, but I was really pushed hard by the director, but that's also why we have a good outcome.
Some of the spaces were sex on site premises or LGBTI spaces. When you're in those spaces, do you feel like people are kind of looking at you differently already?
Well, whenever I'm in a gay bar, I always get looked at because I have a disability in physical. A lot of LGBTI people don't understand disability.
Whenever I'm in a gay bar, I always get looked at because I have a disability, and a lot of people don't understand disability.
Is that one of the reasons why you wanted to be a part of making this documentary and also sharing not just your story of everyday life, but your experiences working on a show, sharing your frustration with that with everyone?
I thought that it bothered the most people at the time. Because no matter what disability someone has, people with disability are said to people with laughter have said. So it's about challenging and protecting of us.
Yes, I feel like it's important to make people understand because no matter what disability people have, people with disabilities are sexual. We love sex, so it's about challenging perceptions of that.
And I also feel that LGBTI people with disability that I never acknowledged when we go out into a community. I feel that people know who I am because I'm asked so much. But I also feel lonely where I'm at because people don't judge a damn to communicate with me.
A lot of people with disabilities are never acknowledged when we go out. I feel like people know who I am, but I also feel a bit lonely when I'm out because people never take the time to communicate with me.
From your experience, is that what a lot of people living with disabilities face when they're out in the public and how the public choose to see them?
Like a lot of people with disabilities never go out. Because it's so many barriers we need to fight with joining us. But I feel that society is getting better.
I feel like people with disabilities never go out because there are always a lot of barriers for us to be out. but I feel like we are getting better as a society.
You put yourself out there. You go out of your way to go, hi, this is me, this is who I am. And that's a wonderful thing. I mean, it's great when anyone does that. And when we're looking at this documentary that's playing as a part of the Melbourne Queer Film Festival, there's two levels to it, maybe even more than that. There's the level of Thomas Banks looking for love. And there's also the part of it where you're showing people, this is what it's like for us who are living with disabilities, and this is what we have to experience. And there's also the side of it going, I'm just like you. I'm just looking for a good time, or I'm just wanting to have a good night out, and I just want you to see me just like everyone else does. Is that what you wanted to take to, for people to see from it?
I do what I want people to see from it. Because I want people with disability to be acknowledged, because we are never acknowledged in any part of society. Like, a lot of people with disabilities can never take job. But it's so hard for me to be hard, because it has a lot of energy for me to be out.
Yeah.
And I also live alone while I ride too. So it's hard for me to manage it all.
Yes, that is what I want people to see from it, because I want people with disabilities to be acknowledged, because people with disabilities can get jobs, but it's so hard for me to be out because it takes a lot of energy to be out, and I live a long way away, so it's hard to manage it all.
Through this documentary, you're letting people see your story. You're letting people see who you are. You even won an award for it. This is a great way to be able to show that to people and show the challenges that you have to face. And looking for love is something that we can all relate to. Look, it's something I'm still searching for. I don't have love either.
Aww.
But let's talk a bit about... I know, you're sharing it with me. I love you. Love it. But let's talk a bit about what it's like to look for love when people see your disability instead of seeing who you are. What's that like?
It was hard because my disability is a part of me. It's physical. So people see it before I see anything else. But I am really lucky because I have a big personality. So like I search food at Bowie Eye in a way.
It's really hard because my disability is a part of me and it's visible, so people see it before anything else. But I'm really lucky because I have a big personality, so I cut through that barrier in a way.
You do have a big personality. You are a person that fills a room. And one of the things... You are, let's face it. And part of that is because you're a performer. It's part of who you are. It's part of what you do. I know exactly what that's like. And in this documentary, we also see you creating a show and putting it on. Was one thing not enough? You had to show more? Or did it just create a bigger space for you to allow people to understand what was going on for you?
So one thing is never enough for me. In terms of my world, in terms of my relationship with men. But another way for me to take a message out there. Because I feel that it bothers people can relate to it.
One thing is never enough for me in terms of my work and my relationships which I have with men, and it's another way for me to get the message out there because it's another way people can relate to it.
Do you think when it comes to the documentary, creating it is one thing, but also showing you creating a show just gives the audience another level, another peel of that onion, per se, to be able to see and experience what it's like for you. And through going on that journey with you, they get a better understanding?
So I was thinking about it last night. Like I said, talking about what was important because it was so me. Like working as a performer, as an actor. Because I think people with disabilities are not, like society believes people with disabilities are not able towards like old up a job. Sometimes I think it really important to show it.
I was thinking about it last night. I think showing the play was really important because it shows me working as a performer, as an actor, because I think people with disabilities are not considered being able to work or have a job, so I think it's important to show it.
One of the things you do is kind of crash the red carpet of the Logies and speak to some people who are in that field that you're a part of. You're an actor, you're a performer, and people who are reaching in into higher tiers within that, within the Australian industry, and try to talk to them about, why don't we see disability? What does this mean? What do we do? What was that like?
I have achieved so much in my life because I always put myself out there. Where is something I'm really proud of, because I love being out there. But talking to a lot of what really important to me. Trying to represent people with disabilities, like on a level, because people need to take more time to communicate with me more than anyone else. And like a lot of people were pushing me, I was pushing them back, because I said it was a move from where I was. So it was really confronting.
I have achieved so much in my life because I always push myself out there, which is something I'm super proud of because I love being out there. But going to the Logies was really important to me to represent people with disabilities on that level, because people needed to take more time to communicate with me more than anyone else, and a lot of people were pushing me and I was pushing them back because I didn't want to move from where I was, so it was really confronting.
Do you have that same kind of experience in inclusive spaces? People kind of pushing past you within the spaces, not seeing you, trying to get you to move out of the way. Is that the same thing that kind of happens here or different?
I've been a lot when I'm in bad, because I am always in a way of people.
It happens a lot to me in bars because I'm always in the way of a lot of people.
In one way, it did add maybe a few weeks ago, where I sat down to talk to someone, and someone asked them to sat down to talk to him too. So we were competing with each other for attention. But I'm super competitive when I like a lot of someone.
There were one incident I had maybe 3 weeks ago where I sat down to talk to someone and someone else came and sat down and talked to him too, so we were competing with each other for his attention, but I'm super competitive when I like the look of someone.
So how's the search for love going now?
It's still ongoing. But I always keep putting myself out there.
Do you think the documentary has helped more people to see you as you?
It helped me for people to see me as me. But it also opened up a lot of confidence with like other people with disabilities or in a time situation.
I keep putting myself out there and it has helped me for people to see me as me, but it has also opened up a lot of conversation with other people with disabilities who are in the same situation.
Well, how did you feel when the documentary Sharing Your Life won Best Short Film at Queer Screen's Mardi Gras Film Festival? What was that like for you?
It was really intense, because we are not a kid, we were starting to win. So I was taking up a part of a cinema. So, we all need. So I will leave a job of my friend from Disney. I needed to jump down. So all of them knew I was doing. So why would I put me
closer?
After I run, after we run, like I was sat in a lead for like 15 minutes.
So
by some we told after party, like we like it was no job there. We said a lot about accessibility.
It was really intense because we had no idea we were going to win, so we were sitting upright at the back of the cinema, so we all needed to come down, but we all needed to come down the stairs. They all knew I was going to win, so won't they put me closer? After we won, I was stuck in the lift for 15 minutes, so by the time we got to the after party, there were no tap left, which says a lot about accessibility.
But it was a good moment to win.
But it was a good moment to win.
We've talked about what it means for people to see this documentary, if you're here in Melbourne, as a part of the Melbourne Queer Film Festival, and what it shows you about people living with disabilities and what you need to see and what you need to learn. But what about love? What is your advice out there for people like me, like you, who are still out there looking for love? What advice would you give them?
My advice to people listening, what be not to judge people for whatever disability I have. Actually, they do know people for who I are. I have given up on love. But it's either upset with people because I don't need to write it.
My advice to people listening will be not to judge people for whatever disability they have and actually get to know people for who they are. I've given up on love. Well, not completely. But it's easier to have sex with people because you don't need to worry about it.
Look, no, that's fair. You and I'll just be in the old people's home, Golden Girls style, just hanging out. That's what we're just reconciled. That's what we're going to do. And that's how our lives are going to be.
We will be friends forever.
Exactly. Well, everyone, you can catch Thomas Banks' Quest for Love this Sunday, the 24th of March at 3 p.m. as part of the documentary shorts at ACME for the Melbourne Queer Film Festival. If you want to get tickets, head to mqff.com.au for all of the details. Thomas, I want to thank you for coming into Mad Wednesday today and for joining us and for being so patient with me.
Thank you so much, Jane.
My pleasure.
I am a big fan of
you. Well, we love having you on. We'll have to have you back again. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.